What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Tuesday morning. Well, baseball All-Star game is tonight. Kyle Schwarber and Zach Wheeler for the Phils. Wish it was more. It's not. I love the fact that the Eagles will be in training camp in a week. We got all sorts of Eagles stuff to do with you today, including Jalen Hurts and the latest ESPN ranking, not just by some random ESPN person, but league execs, coaches, and the such, rank him as the ninth best quarterback in pro football. We'll talk extensively about that. Sirianni with a defense of Jalen. So we'll get into that and certainly your phone calls on all of this at 215-592-9494. We also have Dave Matthews Band tickets to give away today. So an awful lot to do on a busy Tuesday morning. Rich.
Hi, Joe.
Hello. Good morning.
A crocodile cannot move its tongue in any way. Its tongue is cemented inside its mouth.
Well, that's very bizarre.
It is weird.
Yeah.
It stays at the roof of their mouth. Can't move. There's a membrane that just holds it there.
So why is it there?
I don't know. It doesn't really seem to accomplish much.
Well, why do we have an appendix?
Because it is now called a vestigial organ.
Ooh, look at you.
Because once upon a time, it might have helped us digest some of the things that were in our diet back then.
Look at Stanford stepping up with the knowledge right
now
there.
Is no longer.
I'm impressed.
I don't have an appendix. Do you?
I assume.
Well, yours has not been removed.
Oh, you mean yours was removed. Yeah. I got you. I'm sorry. I understand.
Yeah. Mine, he wasn't born without
that
one.
That's, right. I just
want to make sure you know that.
No, I got confused. I got
Everyone assumed that it had been removed.
It's like the tonsils.
Mine got taken out.
In or out. And then,
were your tonsils taken out?
I think.
You think?
Yes. I think,
what are you talking about?
I think my tonsils. No, I don't know, actually.
I think you would know.
No, yeah.
No,
I was getting confused.
Got out,
it was my wisdom teeth.
They had to go in.
Yeah, no, tonsils are in. It was wisdom teeth. I was getting confused.
I was jealous I didn't get my tonsils out because all the other kids, I heard you got to eat ice cream for a week.
Yeah, missed school for a day, maybe.
No, I didn't get to do that.
No. All right, I got you. All right, so think on the Jalen thing here, guys. A couple interesting developments from yesterday, one of which we touched on at the very, very end of our show, and then one that developed after our show. So ESPN's got a ranking out yesterday. And it is the season with training camp about to happen where you get these off-season rankings. Now, this one, I think, is more interesting than most because it's not just like, hey, Frank Smith from Yahoo or Tom Jones from ESPN.com. It's not one person's opinion. It's actually a compilation of what ESPN put together by talking to 70. That's a lot. That's not like a small sample size. 70 league, what they call them, league executives, coaches, and scouts. League executives, coaches, and scouts. And they rank up all these various positions, including quarterback, and they have Jalen number 9. Now, I'm curious everyone's reaction to it at 215-592-9494. Let me just tell you the list. I'm going to turn it over to John. We'll all react together. 215-592-9494. Here's how ESPN ranks it. Excuse me, let me take it back. Here's how the 70 people from the NFL rank it. through ESPN's, you know, polling of them. Mahomes 1, Josh Allen 2, Burrow 3, Lamar 4. It is noteworthy in the story, and we'll detail elements of the story as they present it, but they make it very, 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 very clear in this story that those four were like head and shoulders above everyone else. So those four in that order, that's the way many people in America rank them. A lot of people around here don't. So again, Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar. All right, 5, 6, 7. Jaden Daniels, Stafford, Herbert. 8, 9, 10, Jared Goff. 9, Jalen Hurts. 10, Baker Mayfield. John Ritchie, floor is yours, sir. Your thoughts?
Asinine. Troublingly asinine. Jalen Hurts is, geez, for my money, he's the best quarterback at leading a balanced offense in this league. He's the second best quarterback by whatever the throw it, you know, 60 times a game standard is. But 60, we don't 60, do that.
60%?
We don't do that. No, I'm just saying, you those said 60 who want to throw it, I get it, Joe.
Oh, the idea confused. Of throwing the ball 60, an awful lot. You said 60 times. I didn't know if you meant 60%.
Okay.
No one throws it 60 times. Yeah.
You and those who tend to bag on Jalen say, why don't we throw it the way other teams throw it? Well, because we do offense better than other teams. Like, we have a balanced offense. Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the league at leading a balanced offense. The fact that Howie's done his job better than everyone else and created the juggernaut team, that contributes to this issue as well, because now people can say, well, he's good because of his, you know, surrounding talent. He's good because he's throwing to the best wide receivers and he's got the best offensive line blocking for him. Yes, the supporting cast is great and it's the greatest in the NFL and it's a big reason why we won the Super Bowl. It's a big reason why we've been to two of the last three Super Bowls.
Yep.
Howie has dominated. Jalen has dominated. We are not a pass-heavy system offensively any longer, but I hated that. With Andy Reid. Andy Reid is still messing up. Against us, he's still not running the ball in the Super Bowl enough for them to have a chance. Like, that drives me insane if I'm a Chiefs fan. As a player, it drove me insane. Me and the rest of the offensive line. Sure. Why aren't we running the ball more,
Andy? Drove the fan base insane, too.
And so we knew we could win differently by brutalizing defenses, and now we do that. But now people penalize our quarterback because we don't throw too much, like Andy did and does. Jalen and Nick, and now Kevin Petullo, our new offensive coordinator, who's calling plays for the first time this year, and I'm really excited to see what that relationship looks like in practical application, because they do have a relationship that has been building. He has been here. He just hasn't been calling plays, Kevin Petullo. So now, Jalen, because he's only had the same offensive coordinator 2 years in a row once.
Right.
And that was when we went to the Super Bowl the first time.
Right, Steichen.
Steichen. So I know that if he's in an offense and gets experience in that offense, Jalen is the guy that we want. He's going to continue to work on that passing efficiency in the regular season. We know how hard he puts in the time. He's the ultimate weapon for today's game. And we should be thanking our lucky stars, but instead we're sitting around and saying, why isn't he throwing it more?
So, you know, it's interesting. You say we should be thanking our lucky stars. Sirianni is. I mean, Sirianni came out, and I don't know when this quote was from, but it emerged yesterday. My guess is because there was no context given in stories about when this was from, it might have been from a time when local media met with him.
Usually what they do in the OTAs is I think they talk to him, and then they hold it off till right before
camp.
Training camp, because they all had it out.
They all had it yesterday,
sure.
Right? Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, so it probably happened before yesterday, Ray. Is that a fair way to...
Correct.
Yeah. So here, I could read from any number of people's stories, but I'll read from Tim McManus's at ESPN.com. Start of the story, he says, Eagles coach Nick Sirianni offered a poignant response to the notion that quarterback Jalen Hurts was along for the ride during Philadelphia's Super Bowl run last season. Quote, this is from Sirianni, quote, I think that's bull... Let's see, the next letter is S, then there's an H.
Mm.
We know what word we're talking about here, right?
Letters are we missing?
Yeah. All right, so Sirianni calls it BS. He goes on to say, this again, a quote, he goes, I mean, he plays the most important position of all in all sports. and it's the ultimate team game there is. And what I admire about him is his selflessness of doing anything we need to do to win. That's Sirianni and his defense of Jalen right there. Look, let me tell you where I'm at on this situation. I'm curious where you're at. Again, camp coming up in a week, and the Hurts thing back in front of us. And fortunately, we'll have a whole new set of data to go off of, coming up in about 2 months and for the next 4 to 5 months, based on how long it lasts after that with a new season, which will be Jalen's fifth full year as a starting quarterback, 6th year in pro football. Your chance to weigh in on, the fact that Hurts is deemed by, again, it's 70 NFL coaches, scouts, and league executives as the 9th best. 215-592-9494. Here is what has really struck me.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Me. I think the most this offseason with this kind of conversation, which we've come back to, every so often. What has struck me the most is how the extremes view it. What I call the extremes. Now, you may not, but what I call the extremes and how I think the extremes are wrong. The extremes are those, again, this is my opinion. You may disagree, but where I'm at is this. The extremes are Hurts is the top 2 or 3 quarterback in pro football. That's where James has been at. I don't think that's accurate. An extreme is this situation right here with these league executives and coaches saying Hurts is number 9. I don't think that's accurate. I've held pretty steady this entire offseason. A lot of people get frustrated with me when I say it, but I'll tell you again where I'm at. You may agree, you may disagree. I've got Hurts in the 5 to 7 range, and I've got him 5. I do have those top 4, I think, pretty clearly above Hurts and the others.
You got Lamar Jackson in front of Jalen.
I do.
That's insane.
I do. But I think he's in that mix of Stafford, Daniels, and Hurts, of which, primarily because of his excellence on the grandest stage in the Super Bowl twice, I've got Jalen 5. And I'm comfortable with that.
You should count the postseason. You should weigh that more heavily in your evaluation because those are games that matter more.
Well, they do matter more. And that's part of why I have him five. The Lamar thing, obviously Lamar is one of those guys, and Romo wasn't as good
as
Lamar.
How many Super Bowls has Lamar won? How many Super Bowls has Lamar been to?
Zero. Look, there are guys, and Peyton Manning used to do this. Peyton Manning did this for about the first 10 years where, you know there'd be excellence in the regular season and then be less so in the playoffs. Greg Maddux was like that. I mean, Barry Bonds was like that. I mean, there are some greats that for whatever reason in the postseason for
Jalen's the opposite.
No, I understand. Jalen, I agree. I get that.
The ultimate postseason weapon.
Well,
Jalen last year.
That's a little strong.
Are you kidding me?
Well, Tom Brady won seven.
Okay, he's been to two of the last three Super Bowls.
I understand that.
He's redefining what offense is in the NFL.
Well, see,
upon a time, they said you could not do this.
I agree with
Jalen
you, John.
Jalen is doing what they said you could not.
So, John, I agree with you.
And absolute effectiveness.
And that's what I think trips people up that have him nine. So, like, do I think Jalen is more deficient in the passing game than some of these others in the top 10? I do. I absolutely do. But he is so much more exceptional in the running game, and that has an impact on winning.
And last year,
the tush-push is a real thing.
Let's go back to the passing game, the work he needs to do.
Sure.
Remember last year heading into the season, everyone's like, oh no, protections this year, they're going to be problematic. Jason Kelsey's gone. Jalen set those protections last year.
Yeah.
Jalen got this team into the proper play every play. Jalen is, his wheels are turning on the field. He is the coach on the field. He is getting this team into the bang up play, the proper opportunity every time. That is magnificent.
I agree.
He does that with magnificence.
Sean, it's why I feel comfortable putting him five. But a lot of people say that's disrespectful. These league executives would say that's too high. Look, you tell us where you're at. The thing that has struck me the most in the offseason is I'm just not with either extreme. I'm just not. I'm where I'm at. And to me, I'll define it two ways, five through seven, and as I define it, five. But like, it's close. Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts, and Stafford, I think, is close. I think it's notable that Stafford came the closest to beating the Eagles in the playoffs with a lot less around him. I thought that was pretty admirable. But, you know, in the end, the Eagles pulled the game out. And then, obviously, Jalen played his two best games of the season in the next two games of the season, NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl. And I do think it's a crock that these people on a national level, these executives, the coaches, et cetera, put him nine. I mean, to put him below, you know, some of these guys like Jared Goff, who's gotten better. I mean, John and I talked a lot last year about how Jared Goff improved a lot. But to put Goff, after that playoff performance, you know, against Washington, below Jalen Hurts. I mean, come on. I think there's people nationally that get tripped up on the fact that it doesn't look the way it looked 30 years ago.
That's why I'm curious about the ages of the executives and the scouts in particular.
That's an interesting point, Rhea.
Justin Herbert is the quarterback you want to build in a lab, right? What has he ever done that would put him ahead of Jalen Hurts?
And you're right, and I'll say this.
Nothing.
And also, that lab is a lab that was created 30 and 50 years ago.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
Like, because college football was doing the running quarterback thing 30 and 50 years ago, and it was embraced and cherished. And so you had guys like Jamel Holloway, you had guys like Tommy Frazier, you had guys, and I'm not saying this to disrespect Jalen, that he can't pass better than those guys because he can. You had a guy like Tim Tebow 20 years ago, was one of the great college quarterbacks ever. It's a lot of running.
Yeah.
I mean, he couldn't throw the ball. Jalen Hurts is obviously a much more evolved passer than guys like that, but utilizing the types of strengths that players like that in college football, 70s, 80s, and 90s, brought to the table running that was eschewed by the NFL and now embraced by the NFL, but I think there's some old heads that just can't get it through their freaking skull that this is the way the game's played now in pro football, and it can be extremely effective, and it's why he's top five quarterback. That's where I'm at. You tell me where you're at. 215-592-9494. To me, the extremes stick out as ridiculous. But maybe you disagree. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie, just off and rolling on a Tuesday morning on 94 WIP.
Buying a diamond can be a risky endeavor if you're not careful. You can overpay big time. You can buy TVs and sporting goods online all day long, but a diamond is different. Each one is unique, and the slightest differences can affect its value in a big way. Even diamonds that have the same grading report on paper can look very different. So don't risk it. Don't end up with an overpriced, cloudy diamond. Get the diamond she deserves at Benari Jewelers. Benari Jewelers in Exton in Newtown Square is Philly's trusted source for the highest quality, best cut, most dazzling diamonds. Each one is hand-picked for brilliance. Each one is graded by the most reputable gem lab. At Benari, they look at 100 diamonds and only choose 5 or 6 of them to put in their showcases. So picky. That's why when someone's wearing a Benari diamond, you can tell from across the room. It has a special kind of brilliance. Isn't that what she deserves? Check out Benari Jewelers. You will thank me. Showrooms in Exton and Newtown Square.
You know, we'll do a lot on the Phils today as well. Obviously, the All-Star break, All-Star game is tonight. We'll get some first half, or just season assessment, that is, of the Phillies as we move through the show. Also, your chance to win some cool tickets to see Dave Matthews. All of that and more today at 215-592-9494. One other thing I want to throw into the mix. As John, we hear this tremendous song.
A store for you.
So we were talking yesterday.
What you thought was your daddy.
There you go.
You like Pearl Jam.
I do. Saw
you
Pearl
love
Jam.
Pearl Jam.
Saw
you
them in 99. Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it was Hartford.
I remember seeing Pearl Jam. I think it was with A.J. Feely.
Really?
Over right across the water.
Some would say that was with Heather Mitts.
It was with Heather Mitts.
Well, then why didn't you lead that was with Heather Mitts? Why do you got to say it was with A.J. Feely?
I didn't really know her.
It doesn't matter.
She was there.
That matters.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes. What a wonderful couple.
There you go.
It was a joy to watch them.
I'm just playing around. So yesterday we touched on Live Aid, which 2 days ago was the 40th anniversary. And I'm curious, if it were to happen today, John, who would be, and hopefully the listeners can help us out here, who would be the top 10 must-haves? Now, you might have as many as 40, but let's be real. If you had 40 acts at Live Aid today, you know, probably 20 of them would be from the old group. You know, like Mick Jagger's still alive, Paul McCartney's still alive. You'd want to have them.
Yeah.
You know,
you got to have Taylor Swift, of course.
Yeah.
Gaga.
All right. Now, don't say them all. So I'm with you. Taylor and Gaga. Give me, Rhea, who's a must-have now?
Oh, Beyonce?
I agree with that. So those three for sure you'd have to have. John, give me one more. Who's one? Give me a band. So far we've got a lot of individual artists. Who's a band that would be a must-have band today? Because I think that's where it gets harder than 40 years ago.
Can I say Green Day is a must-have band? Is that too biased?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, I think Metallica is also a must-have
band. Yeah, so they weren't in 85, but they were kind of kicking around not long after that. So, yeah, Metallica
They've
for
sure.
They've
been doing some awesome things for 25, 30, 40 years.
I agree with you. Forget the idea of top 10. Let's expand it to like 20 or 25. So I'm curious. Everyone let us know at 215-592-9494. I agree with John and Rhea. Those five are in. Taylor Swift, Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Green Day, and Metallica. Give me who else? Because there's a lot of ways we could go if we did a modern-day Live Aid. And I think it gets harder at bands. I mean, the individual big-time acts, you know, you guys ripped them right off. I'm with you. They're like the Michael Jacksons and the Madonnas of 40 years ago. Now, MJ wasn't there, but you get my point.
Drake there?
Kendrick Lamar's there.
Drake has to be there, and Lamar has to be there.
But
absolutely.
You think Drake is
he's
less
a dork.
Cool than you.
Well, yeah, because he's a Raptors fan.
You think you are cooler than Drake.
Hey, being a Sixers fan, cooler than being a Raptors fan. Although not
That's
by,
true.
Although not by much. I'm going to be honest, not by
really.
Much.
That's slipping.
All right, let's go to the phone. So help us out. Give us a band or an act, individual or band, that would have to be at the modern-day Live Aid. We're up to 7 so far. I know there's more. Help us out. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Paul in Downingtown. What's going on, Paul?
Hey, good morning. Morning show.
Hi, Paul.
So we redid that Traffic Nightmare, which it really was. That's the thing I remember the most about it. I think Dave Grohl's got to be involved somehow or another. Foo Fighters, one way or another, you got to get Dave involved.
That's a good point. He's done it all.
So how about I just write down
instrument?
How about just write down Foo Fighters?
Yeah,
I guess Foo Fighters.
Yeah, write them down. Yeah.
But it really is just Dave Grohl. I mean, like pulling all the strings for that band.
Yeah,
play all the instruments, so do everything, write all the music.
So was Sting with the Police. I mean,
that's true.
That's what it is sometimes.
But the Police didn't play at the first one.
Does Dave Grohl's band hate him?
Matter of fact, I'm bringing Sting back for the new Live Aid.
So I would love to have Sting. Are we doing the Live Aid with people in Britain and the U.S.? Like, are we trying to do that? Because Sting can populate the UK version.
Yeah, you could. So, and then we'd have to put the old. Okay, I'm going to write down some of the old guys who would be old guys and gals who would be in this new
Bring
one
them back.
So that would be like Sting, Madonna, U2. I'll figure that out.
Also, Neil Young. Neil Young was part of the first one too, and he's still around.
Why not
performing?
Why not go Neil Diamond? Not rock.
I would love Neil Diamond.
Yeah, but that might not be rock enough.
But he gets up there and plays Sweet Caroline, everyone's singing
along.
Yeah,
but next thing you know, you can have James Taylor. I can't have James Taylor at Wembley Stadium. 100,000?
Why not?
Yeah.
With his little acoustic?
Well, they did it Joan Baez 40 years ago. All right, James Taylor's in. Paul, go ahead. What do you make of the Jalen conversation?
I think it's kind of crazy. Like, I think there's kind of two angles to it. And the first, I think, Hurts struggles a little bit because of his consistency. It's kind of like what Brian Dawkins mentioned. He needs to be the guy that played in the passing game. He needs to be that guy he was against Washington more consistently. I think when that happens, a lot of this will clear up. But I think the other thing he struggles with, too, is I think people, especially outside of Philadelphia, like to project what these other quarterbacks would do behind this offensive line with this set of wide receivers and with Saquon Barkley. And I think when that happens, they tend to inflate what these other quarterbacks would do. They're like, oh, of course, you know, so-and-so would do better than Hurts, you know, with all these weapons behind that line. And we don't know that necessarily that's true, you know.
Tell me if you think this is true. I'm curious if you think this is true, because I do believe it is true. A bunch of those quarterbacks at the top area. And by the way, I would include Stafford and Jaden Daniels, not just what I consider the top four, but a few after that, would have won a Super Bowl with that Eagles team last year if it's Hurts out. And like, I think Jaden Daniels would have won the Super Bowl with the Eagles last year. Do you disagree with that?
No, I don't necessarily disagree with it, but I think it's a difficult, like,
that's not a feather in his cap.
That's not a feather in
Jaden Daniels' cap. He can win with Jalen's team.
No, but
I don't look at it that way at all.
Well, I think what it is it's just Paul, you brought up a good point. We do try to figure out what would happen if one of the other quarterbacks was here or if Hurts was there. It's tricky because you can't prove it, and we just sort of we take our best stab at it.
We know that the games that matter the most are the postseason games. I believe that Jalen somehow, I don't know, it advances his focus in a way that is rare.
Look,
he can do the postseason thing better than other people. He has a calmness about him that is so unusual.
Yeah, he's had exceptional Super Bowls.
He brings that to his game.
But we can't ignore he's had two tremendous clunkers against the Bucs in the playoffs. I mean, he has.
Okay, that's at the beginning of his career.
Yeah, but not 2 years ago. Two years ago was odd.
I don't care about that. That's a good defense, and he had a bad game.
They were dead men walking into that game.
Yeah, but he was part of it.
What about
he played bad.
Okay, he played bad. Yeah. What about the fact in the Super Bowl, this is an unbelievable stat, and we talk all the time about how Jalen is a running quarterback, not a passing quarterback.
He's both.
I think he's a balanced quarterback, and I think he's the best at doing what he does. In the completion percentage thing, in the Super Bowl, this is a stat that I saw yesterday. 40 passes or more in the Super Bowl. By today's standard, that doesn't seem like much, but there have been 32 quarterbacks who've thrown 40 passes in the Super Bowl. His completion percentage is the best of all of those. And I'm talking about
I don't put as much into
Tom
that
because
things evolved. Peyton
Manning,
the game's played different than it used to.
I know things evolved, but we're talking about the greatest of the greats at throwing the football. We're talking about Jalen Hurts, who everyone says can't throw the football, can't function as a passing QB, yet the guys who threw it a lot in this game, and I'm including Joe Montana.
Yeah, including Elway and
I'm
all
including
those guys,
Elway. Yeah. Brett Favre. Jalen is the most accurate of all the quarterbacks who've thrown 40 passes in the Super Bowl.
I mean, it's impressive.
That's unbelievable.
So
speaks to his ability to heighten his focus and increase his level of play when the postseason comes around.
There's no question.
That's incredible.
He played bonkers in both Super Bowl. I mean,
no doubt.
I mean, beyond bonkers.
But it seems like people say, well, that's not really him, though, because it's just part-time Jalen. The postseason is the part that matters the most,
guys.
Well, it does.
It does. It does matter the most. All right, your chance to win a cool prize. And, Paul, thanks for that phone call. Your chance to win a cool prize. We'll get to that next. Also, a question for you about the Phillies on the day of the baseball All-Star game. That and more. Phone calls and all these topics. A couple 76ers things to update you on. None of which is good. We'll get you to that next. All of it on the table today. And Hurts, where do you stand? What do you make of the extremes? Some people say he's 2. Some people say he's 9. Hammer says he's 5. What do you make of it? Joe to Cameron, John Rich on WIP. See, this is why Fran. Simply a better producer than James Seltzer. No other way to put it.
Oh, no. Here we go.
I mean, Kizria, frankly, I did not rip Seltzer enough yesterday.
Oh, you need more?
And it's your job to remind me to rip Seltzer or Richie when they're out.
Matter Fran of fact, plays the best return music.
Yeah. It's the audience's job. All right, good morning to you. So, Rhea, the Hurts thing.
Yes.
We've been through this a few times. Yeah. What's your reaction to those that say he's 9? What's your reaction to those that say he's 2?
I think 2's a little high. So I'm more in line with you around 4 or 5. I am ready to put him above Lamar just because of Lamar's playoff failures. I've seen him go up against Kansas City Chiefs. What, he put 10 points up in that? The AFC champ, when they had a great team. He was the MVP, was that 2 years ago, and had a great defense. And I remember watching that game, and I was like, he was dreadful. Absolutely dreadful.
He really has had some horrible playoff
He
moments.
Has. Yeah. And, you know, to me, Jalen is just, he's unique because of his ability, his mobility. His deep balls are amazing. Like, if he could get the...
His deep ball's great.
Carson's
deep ball stunk.
Yes.
Jalen Randall's was the best I've seen with the Eagles.
Well, you know how I feel about it.
Donovan's was pretty darn good. Yeah. Jalen's is, to me, like Donovan. It's really very good.
Here's where I am. My favorite player, Eagle of all time, was Randall Cunningham.
Yep.
They never won.
No, they didn't.
They never won. This guy leads a team that wins. So I've changed my mind on Jalen. I was a little bit with you during the season, earlier in the season, last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, would I like him to throw better between the numbers? Sure. But they win when he's in there.
They win an awful lot. They do.
So to me, and all I know is Steve Spagnuolo went into that Super Bowl and said, we're going to take Saquon Barkley away.
No question.
And we're going to make Jalen Hurts beat us.
And he did.
He did.
And he clobbered them.
He clobbered them. Yeah. Not just throwing the ball. He ran for 72 yards.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with a lot of that. So, look, it's all on the table today with the Hurts thing, 215-592-9494. Want to present the Sixers quickly and then to the Phils.
Very quickly.
Yeah, because we got a confluence of a lot of things. This goes back a few days ago from the Summer League. We hadn't addressed it as a show, but it's worth, you know, like if you only hear our show, I have a moral obligation to let you know this because otherwise you won't hear it. But you probably already know a few days ago. So, John, Daryl Morey on the record a few days back at the Summer League asked about Embiid's readiness for the coming season, for the start of the coming season. And his quote was, whether he would be ready. And his quote was, that would be my best anticipation at this point. Yeah.
What kind of answer is that?
That's definitive,
huh?
Yeah. So that's our guy, Daryl Morey. Yeah. Look, it doesn't seem great. And I would say it doesn't seem good. So there's a big, you know, article from Tony Jones in The Athletic, and he does some reporting yesterday. And here's what he, and I don't know Tony Jones, I've never heard of him, but take it for what it's worth. He writes for The Athletic, and this is what he wrote in a story. League sources tell The Athletic, that means him. Mm-hmm. See, I got to tell you, if I was a writer, I would say league sources tell me. Yeah. Right?
That sounds cooler.
Like league sources tell the Hammer. But this guy
Big
says,
"Papa Hammer."
Yeah, I mean, why do I got to go league sources tell The Athletic?
Seriously, bring the scuttlebutt to Big Papa Hammer.
Let me tell you something, Stephen
Sit
A.
down with Big Papa Hammer.
Stephen A. would never say league sources tell ESPN.
He would not.
They would say my sources tell me.
Very much so.
But what Tony Jones writes is league sources tell The Athletic that Embiid still hasn't returned to full on-court basketball activities. He has resumed partial.
What does partial mean?
Basketball activities, according to league sources.
What is partial? He's on
dribbling?
The court? Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Does that mean he's watching TV, dribbling a ball?
He's shooting free throws.
Don't you find it interesting that Daryl Morey spoke on Friday, and then all of a sudden yesterday we get the report that Paul George is out, and you won't hear from Morey again until training camp?
No, you probably won't. And I think that's a disgrace. A disgrace. So let me get to the Paul George story Rhea just alluded to. It's another one worth for you hearing. Shams reported yesterday, and I'll read right from his tweet. Philadelphia 76ers star Paul George underwent a successful arthroscopic procedure on his left knee Monday to treat an injury suffered during a recent workout. George will now begin a rehab program and be reevaluated prior to the start of training camp. Here we go again. I mean, it really is just, John, it's I,
you know, this would be, if this,
it's
if this
beyond
were,
belief.
If this were 25 years ago and in a different league in the NFL, this is the kind of thing where they would scope him, he would miss a week, and he would be back and ready to play as soon as the swelling was out of that knee. That whole idea, that was my idea. Actually, that was what I thought happened when people got scoped, because that's what I saw happen when everyone was scoped. Now I learn in basketball, when people get scoped, it might be a season. It might be a career. Like the way that the pounding that these guys take at 6'8" on the hardwood is different.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Different than the pounding that the knees take on grass, you know, on the field. And this is just not a good thing. You know, the scope, no matter how insignificant, it seems like it adds up to so much more in the NBA.
Sure.
Especially when guys are so non-motivated to begin with.
Guaranteed deals. And in this case, a $200 million guaranteed deal, which he's going to make about $50 million this year and guaranteed and, you know.
Yeah.
Away we roll. Look, 215-592-9494. So very frustrating there. One other thing I want to throw into the mix before we also give you a chance to win a cool prize today. So Phillies, it's a good, like, assess the Phillies week. Halfway point of the season. I mean, not technically, but it's, you know, what a lot of us call halfway point of the season. Yeah, all-star break, blah, blah, blah. So I'm just going to ask you to finish this sentence today in whatever form or fashion you choose to. And John, why don't you take first crack at it? Here's the sentence that I'm going to leave blank. I'm going back to like fourth grade. Fill in the blank, boys and girls. The 2025 Philadelphia Phillies are dot, dot, dot. What? John, they are what? And again, this goes to everyone. So we got the Hurts topic on the table. We got the Sixers with George and Embiid. We're looking for what bands or artists today would be in a modern-day Live Aid. We've already come up with about 10. We're looking for like 10 to 20 more. But also at 215-592-9494, just to keep the Phillies thing on the table, complete the sentence. The 2025 Philadelphia Phillies are what, John Ritchie?
They are an unfinished product, I guess. They are attacking this differently this year than previous seasons, which gives me the hope. This is the best way I can find the hope that I want for this team. If I take this and say this team from the get-go has been planning this season differently because of their previous failures, that seemingly counterproductive, you know, getting less deep in the playoffs year after year. I do think their focus is to make sure that ends now, and so they're going to attack this differently. And this season, I don't know whether that's going to work or not, because we've got the confluence of this patient approach with guys getting older. Like, part of patience is it takes time. And I don't know how much more we have.
Well, I would actually also add, not only guys getting older, but younger guys getting older, not getting better.
Yeah.
And in some
getting
cases, like
older, but worse.
Some are getting
instead
worse.
Instead of experienced and I don't know, more adept at what their job is. Bryce and Stott, I mean, I'm looking straight at you, man.
He's the guy.
I don't understand why you've fallen apart this way, because I really had huge hopes
and I
expected great things from you.
Yeah. So look, I'll weigh in on that one in a moment, but I want to give everyone a shot at it. The Phillies, 2025 Phillies are what? Let us know where you stand. 215-592-9494. Also, when you call in today, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Dave Matthews, lawn tickets, by the way, to see Dave Matthews, the band's summer tour, which is coming to town really soon in 10 days at the Freedom Mortgage Pavilion on the 25th of July. Tickets do remain on sale at Ticketmaster.com. That's Ticketmaster.com. Here's how you win the tickets today. So first off, a happy Annie goes out there. Happy anniversary, John, to one that has caused a lot of good, but I'd say more bad in the 19 years that it has existed, and that is Twitter. Look, Twitter is one of those things. So it was 2006. In July 15th, 2006, that whole Twitter, it's not even called Twitter anymore, but I'll always call it Twitter. Twitter is one of those things that is obviously both good and bad. I mean, there's a lot of good that comes. There's a lot of, like, entertainment.
Huge entertainment.
I mean, I just scroll Twitter probably for half hour, every day.
I watch more dog videos on Twitter than I do anything else.
Well, how about this, Rhea? I mean, I'll say this for me, and it's probably true for a lot of people. I probably watch, other than, like, if you don't count sports, and if you don't count, like I watch more Twitter than regular TV. And by regular TV, I mean the old school TV, like 3, 6, 10, 17, 29, ESPN. I watch more Twitter than ESPN. Now, if you throw in, like, you get to throw on an HBO show, The Sopranos, you get to put on a Netflix show, then I probably tilt that way. But if it's like the old school regular TV or Twitter, I'm more Twitter. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it's what it is. Here's the deal. I ask you today, in honor of Twitter, which obviously is both good and bad, because the bad is really bad. I mean, it's toxic for society. And I do wish it would go away, but it's here to stay. I'll ask you today for the Dave Matthews tickets. What else, like Twitter, is both good and bad? Like, there's some really strong positives, and there's some really big negatives. John Ritchie, there's some massive answers available for things that are both good and bad. Everyone at 215-592-9494. What is both good and bad? John, what are you thinking?
The hard hits in the NFL.
It's
the hard
answer.
Hits in the NFL. That was what I was dying trying to make. Like, that's what I was going for. Slobber knockers, you know, like the face blasters. It was so worth every second.
It's a
but,
great answer.
But now we used to have whole tapes of the big hits, the highlight reels. And now we can't celebrate them as much, and I feel sort of bad celebrating the big hits, because we know the toll that it takes on these guys.
But we also know the good is, well, number one, if you're the defense, it stops the offense.
And it intimidates
and it's
the
fun
hell
to watch.
Out of people. Yeah.
I mean, Reggie Bush getting whacked by Sheldon, that was tremendous.
One of the greatest hits I ever saw, and then it all went down.
Yeah, it really did. All right, Fran in for Seltzer today. Fran, what is both good and bad. And by the way, James Seltzer as a producer is an acceptable answer out of you.
Oh. What's bad about him?
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
I got a long list. All right, Fran, what is both good and bad?
So I'm going decisions. Decisions can be both good and bad. It can be you can make a good decision for yourself that affects someone else badly.
You can make a bad decision. That is true. Decisions. Okay. It's another way to attack it. Rhea, both good and bad. What do you got?
Streaming. So I cut the cord years ago, and I'm just primarily a streamer.
Yep.
But I miss the ability to channel surf.
Yeah, it changes it. Yeah.
There are movies that I, you know, if I'm flipping around, my cousin Vinny's on, I'm in.
Right.
I don't do that anymore. And I'll have a friend text me and go, hey, turn on channel 10 real quick. And I go, all right, well, I got to get out of the streamer and go, but I love streaming shows and movies.
Where's channel 10?
Yeah.
Right. I think it's 803, right?
Yeah.
803?
Yep.
Because when 3 and 10 switched, I'm still all screwed up from when.
Remember? That took a long time for me to get.
My brain.
Yeah.
It was like 25 years ago when 3 and 10 switched.
You can't do that to me.
That was a killer. That was not right. All right, give us a great answer for what is both good and bad. I'm going to go with a double banger. They're in the same genre. But I'm going to give you war and a nuclear bomb. Now, what do I mean by that?
Help you explain it.
All right, war obviously can be good when used to stop a bad guy. Like Hitler's on the go. Well, let's go to war and stop him. It's a good thing. But then war obviously brings a tremendous amount of destruction. Here's where the nukes get interesting. Obviously, no one wants to see a nuke drop.
Isn't this two answers?
Well, it is, but I'm taking that liberty. So here's where a nuke is good. It's a deterrent. You got a nuke? Then don't use it on me. I got a nuke. Like, it is the ultimate deterrent of nukes or a nuke. But we also know it's a thing that could, like, end us all.
Nuclear missiles are kind of peaceful. They kind of are.
Never considered that, Joe. Really.
What was it called? MAD back in the day in, like, the 50s or 60s? Mutual Assured Destruction.
Yeah.
MAD. And that was, like, the policy of the United States. And, by the way, I'm not going to lie, kind of worked.
Yeah,
kind of worked.
Us
and the Soviets, we never dropped those nukes on each other. All right, give us a big answer for what is both good and bad. Like Twitter, there are a lot of answers. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, team. Lots to digest with this list.
Yeah.
And I don't even want to say I disagree. I want to talk about the Herbert placement for a second. It's just Reed mentioned, if this is a quarterback, you would want built in the lab. I mean, he could hit every route in the route tree effortlessly. Jalen Hurts can't. You talk about the Clayton Kershaws and Barry Bonds of the world. Justin Herbert has like a 3-to-1 career touchdown to interception ratio on a mediocre team in probably the toughest division. Some other team called the Chiefs they have to play against twice a year.
Yeah.
And I think, it speaks to Jalen's never had to sort of elevate or never had to elevate sort of a mediocre team outside of 21. I think that executives are kind of pricing in with Herbert. Well, if he had more than a mediocre team, this is where he should be.
There's no question. We all do that. We all try to surmise what it would look like if you were surrounded by others. And it's a tough thing to embark on because you can't prove it. But yeah, you make your best guesstimate at it.
What I have found most fascinating about this offseason, Joe, is that all of the, if Joe Burrows was behind this line and I'm like, Jalen Hurts won the Super Bowl with this team.
But I agree with that sentiment that if Burrow was behind this team, I think Joe Burrow would have won the Super Bowl with this team. I mean, don't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, he's very good. And he's great.
He's great.
Yeah, he's one I won't argue with because, he's made it to a Super Bowl. And,
got robbed in that game. If they don't call that pass interference,
completely.
Win the game and he's a champion.
I mean, 100%. That was so he's a guy I won't quibble with. But there's a lot of other people on that list I would.
I agree with that. All right, Ed, go ahead, man.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see. I hope we never get to this spot with Jalen. Unfortunately, with the way the salaries are on this team, there may be a year to where we don't have both Devontae and AJ on the outside, and we need to rely more on Jalen, developing a fifth or sixth round receiver and helping him be productive like Brady did for so many years.
Those days will come. And look, he's going to be a starting quarterback long enough that he'll have those years where you're tasked with that. And we'll see how he does.
Yeah, and these, one last thing. These lists are a lot easier to digest when we've won the Super Bowl. Like, rank it wherever the hell you want. We're the Super Bowl champion.
I got you. All right, Ed, give me an answer. What is both good and bad?
About the ultimate social lubricant, alcohol.
That's a good answer.
Wow. Yeah,
that's a great answer.
I mean, it causes a tremendous amount of problems, but is a fun thing. That's a good answer. Alcohol is a really good answer right there. All right, Twitter poll question of the day. Speaking of answers, you can answer this question both on Twitter and on the regular phone lines. Curious where you stand on this one. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax. It's in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question, do you care about the baseball All-Star game as much as you used to? Yes or no? Get vote on that. Phone calls on all this. Ben Davis will join us coming up in studio next. Phone calls on all of these topics on a busy Tuesday morning on 94WIP. All right, let me take a moment to acknowledge the wonderful people, our friends at Family & Company Jewelers. That's Junior and the entire team there at Family. I tell you all the time they're the best of the best. Well, because they are. When it comes to engagement rings, customer service, quality, price, showroom, all of those wonderful things. But it's now not just my opinion. It is official. You don't have to just take my word for it. Because Family & Company Jewelers has been named by South Jersey Magazine as their 2025 Best of the Best Jewelry Store. That's right. 2025 Best of the Best Jewelry Store is Family and Company Jewelers. So, guys, if you have identified the gal of your dreams, we'll get her the ring of her dreams. And that, of course, would be the best diamond, the best ring from Family and Company Jewelers. Why go anywhere else? Go to the best of the best. Go to Family and Company Jewelers. They're located right there on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Exceptional with what they do. They've been doing it for generations at Family and Company Jewelers. And they are, as always, South Jersey's diamond destination.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.